This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time now for us to overview what's going on or has gone on this past week in the world of news talk radio. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my DJV colleagues, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. We're here to go through the list of the top 10 stories. Excuse me, as if we, maybe number 11 should be, what's going on with everybody's
allergies,
voices?
Because we all allergies. Sound like we can't talk.
Exactly, right. People list as well. So let's start with a look at number 9, which is the release of the Mary Trump book. And number 1, the release of the John Bolton book, or at least a lot of talk and promotion about the book. I thought it was very interesting that that made it to number 1 this week over Black Lives Matter and the healthcare situation. That's number 2 and 3, circumstantially, the relationship we have with China, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So most people know about the John Bolton book. Do people in the Trump camp find Mary Trump's book objectionable? And is it a coincidence that it was released in the same week that the Bolton thing was? Or was this a well-planned event?
Is her book out yet? I didn't think her book was actually out yet, right?
Well, pretty close.
I think it's supposed to come in the next couple of weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest, I mean, obviously we've heard about John Bolton's book since January. There's the allergies again, hopefully. So we've heard about that for a long time. The Mary Trump book, I had not heard about until, I think, this week, actually, that it was in the background.
What's the sum and substance of it, Jennifer?
Well, she's the kid of the brother who died from alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have always had a contentious relationship because Trump, I think, was in charge of the money. And I think she always felt like she got shortchanged or something like that. So
I think her accusation is that he took the money that should have been hers and her siblings because he needed it for his businesses that were failing or whatever. I think that's the gist of the book. It might be other family stuff. I don't know. I don't know if she... So that would make her a first cousin to Ivanka and Eric and Don Jr.
Eric,
so I'm not sure if... I'm sure that she'll address that, but I don't know if she has a relationship with them or not.
So then there's the other thing added to that, people trying to make something out of the email, Ivanka Trump, the daughter, using government... Well, conducting government business from a private email account. Sounds like a redux of...
Is that new, this? Is that was an old accusation, right? I remember seeing her on 60 Minutes saying that it was...
Yeah, that was that a while ago.
Right? So this is again she was caught
doing? So why has this resurfaced?
I don't know.
Again? I haven't heard that. I actually haven't heard that it has. I think that it's a story that was old. It's certainly stupid. I mean, after all the attention paid to emails with Hillary Clinton, I can't imagine anyone being loosey-goosey with theirs, but... I guess it happened.
Well, yeah, you can never tell. I saw a revival of that at, I think it was on the Daily Beast someplace this week. All right, so we get to, we've collectively referred to John Bolton, or at least Victoria and I have this week, as a jackass. There's nothing new in that either. There's really nothing new in any of this except they want some more pre-promotion. Are people going to, do folks that you know who are on the right, Jennifer, embrace this book? Do they want to read it or do they want to burn it?
I don't know. Victoria said something very early on that I think is so true. Like, who's going to buy the book? First of all,
who's the audience for this?
Right. I mean, all the salacious stuff has already been excerpted and is part of that special on the weekend with Martha Raddatz. So all of the salacious stuff is there. It's a 500-plus page book. Conservatives, I think, take issue with John Bolton for a number of reasons. First,
he's a jackass.
Well, I think people in general, and this is true for me, whether it's a Democrat or Republican in office, people who go in to serve the country, right, they go into a service role and then come out and profit from these big books, other than presidents, who I think have real stories historically to tell, it feels weird. It just doesn't feel right that people go into government as a way to catapult themselves into you know, infamy, rich and to get rich and famous. So that's number one, I think, that people deal with. Number two, I think everybody says, if he knew all this stuff, why didn't he say it early on? Democrats feel like they could have used what John Bolton had. If they believe it's true, they could have used it. And Republicans say, well, if it was true, why didn't you say something? And why did you work there for 17 months? So I think a lot of people are attacking the credibility of exactly what's true. And people within the administration have said that there are a lot of inaccuracies, a lot of falsehoods, and a lot of half-truths that are put in the book.
The way the guy looks like a weasel and acts like a weasel, if you look like a weasel and you act like a weasel, then you are a weasel. And that pretty much is it as far as John Bolton is concerned from my corner of the book. I have never, since the first moment I read about him and checked him out, he was, as far as I'm concerned, a useless piece of
I thought one of the things that Trump said about him was kind of funny, because I actually, you know, we've talked about this. I don't disagree with some of the foreign policy of John Bolton. It just always stunned me that someone like Trump, who is a hands-off approach to foreign policy, and John Bolton, who's a war hawk, I'm surprised he even brought him in, but I think he wanted that dissenting opinion. But Trump said this week that the only good thing that John Bolton did was that people were so afraid of him, he was so crazy, that they thought they'd have to negotiate with the United States, otherwise they'd find himself in a war, which I thought was kind of funny.
Well, he is one of the premier hawks in recent history, that's for sure. All right, number two, the BLM, the Black Lives Matter movement, and more. There's more news on killing, there's more news on... Like, for example, we were talking about all the things that are changing, including using Aunt Jemima on the pancake mix and on the syrup and that sort of thing, and how most people said, yeah, I understand why that's why that is something that people would be upset about or concerned about. Now along comes Aunt Jemima's great-grandson, who says, quote, retiring racially charged brands erases my family's legacy. America's ugly history.
Who is this person?
This is the great-great-grandson of Aunt Jemima. He doesn't want Quaker Oats or white America to easily erase the racist history by retiring the
I didn't know Aunt Jemima was a real person.
Yes, she was
a real person. She actually had a real person. A nephew or whatever.
Right.
She was based on someone from like the 1800s, right?
Yes. Yep. During slavery, actually, right after slavery. She was the first Aunt Jemima was at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893. Her real name was Nancy Green.
Yeah,
and she had been a slave. She worked as a cook on the south side of Chicago.
She was free,
and she moved to Chicago. So that's kind of the story. She came from a South Carolina plantation. Her family worked as sharecroppers.
So the great-grandson wants her image to stay on the box?
Right, as a reminder of what went on in this country. You can make that argument. I think there's an argument to be
made. Well, that's the argument that I make, is not necessarily to erase all of this, because it's about evolution. But certainly, you know, I don't know if it needs to be all the way onto our breakfast table on pancakes.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that pancakes are going to be, like, I don't know that people are going to sit around making pancakes on a Sunday and talking about racism. I don't know that that's the right forum for it. Right? I mean, are people going to say, here, kids, I just made a batch of racist pancakes. Let's talk about it. I don't know that that's going to work.
Well, that's how I grew up. No, I'm just kidding.
Here's some racist pancakes, Jen.
Yeah. Here's another story. You may not have heard this one. Another person dying. This fellow Byron Williams in Las Vegas says to the police, I can't breathe. And he said it not once. Not twice, not three times, but 17 times as the police restrained him and basically killed him after he said, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. I don't know what he was in custody for, but, you know, it's just another example. This one is, I say, in Las Vegas. This is the story of two Vegas police officers arresting Mr. Williams, age 50, for riding a bicycle without a safety light. So
what?
This guy being
that's
taken
what
off
he got
a bike,
arrested for?
Yep,
and
that's
dead.
Why he's
oh.
dead. Yep. So this is the kind of stuff that is creating the needed protests around the country. This kind of stuff. Yeah, it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And it's hard to make excuses when there are so many of these examples. So at any rate, that's number two this week. Number three is the healthcare system, or you know, the usual discussion that we have. When I say usual, this has become old hat after, what, 4 months of this stuff and what goes on. There are things that are changing. The extended travel restrictions with Canada and Mexico have been extended for another month. Do you think they'll keep, because this, over the summertime, you just, you know, into the fall, you're going to see more of this stuff. So whether or not non-essential travel needs to be curtailed, or does it make a difference? Because the truck drivers are coming across, that's for sure. Any essential workers, a lot of people live in Canada, work in America, and vice versa, Mexico.
A lot of people go right to the Canadian side of Niagara Falls, which I've heard, I haven't been, but I've heard that that's like the better view.
It's the most beautiful side. It's so beautiful there.
Yeah, I've heard that. And I, so that's, you know, that's a big hit for tourism for Canada. Toronto is a city that a lot of people, we had a trip booked for, to go to Toronto for the first time that was supposed to be the first weekend of May that got canceled. So a lot of people go to Toronto, and that's a kind of like the New York City now of Canada. So I think it's hurting, I would think it's hurting Canada more than it's hurting America.
Probably. But, on the Mexican end of things, the Mexicans aren't pushing, apparently, for reopening because of the infection
rate.
Well,
that's the funny thing. I know Trump loves to blame Mexico for everything, but Mexico doesn't have, they didn't have nearly as many cases as we did. And
they do
they're
now.
Fine.
Yeah,
well, they're, but they're, but they're the ones saying, like, you know what, we're fine with not having the border open right now because they don't want the spread of Americans going into Mexico and spreading the virus more.
There's actually a story that's breaking, it's kind of quietly in California right now, that has people that were sick with the coronavirus in Mexico actually being shipped over to across the border to hospitals in San Diego. The hospitals were taking them because they were allowed to use that for their coronavirus count. And so a lot of the cases that are happening, at least in the border towns of Mexico, where you'd assume this
would actually...
Wait a minute,
hold on. Yeah. We're bringing Mexicans over and putting them in the hospital, and
Absolutely. We're
paying for their treatment?
This is a story that's just coming out. I guarantee you, by this time next week, we'll probably be talking about it on a national level. It's just starting to come out with some of the local news organizations picking it up. And they're bringing people in on purpose and even airlifting them. This is what's so crazy. They're even bringing them into San Diego hospitals. And then when San Diego hospitals were getting too full, they started airlifting them into the Inland Empire, which is why
it's
I was notified about it.
Oh, I mean, we are such a schizophrenic country. It is amazing. Coming up to 18 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review.
Calitrin is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. A lot of other weight loss products have drugs and stimulants in them, so you have to worry about short-term effects on your health. Whereas with this product, it's not a quick fix for weight loss. It's not, you know, we're not guaranteeing you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days or anything like that. But our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate, and that's doing so without drugs and without stimulants. In fact, the number one ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. So it's really something that you're born with, and then over time you lose it, which is why you start seeing your metabolism slow down and the weight starts to go up. So it really is more of a health supplement that just helps you lose weight over time. It is safe for diabetics. It's safe for heart patients. It's safe if you've got other health conditions going on and you want to lose the weight and you need some help and you just don't know where to start.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit purityd.com. That's purityd.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Yeah, even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The world's best dads deserve the best Father's Day gifts, and Ace is the best place to find them. We have a great collection of brands dads trust, like outdoor power equipment from Steel and Eagle, power tools from Milwaukee, grills from Big Green Egg, Traeger and Weber, and coolers from Yeti. Find them at your neighborhood Ace, or order online for curbside pickup or delivery, and make this Father's Day one dad will always remember with gifts he'll love from Ace. At participating stores, see store for details.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Moving back into the overview zone, if you will, this is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV Gang program that airs every week, actually every day of the week, Monday through Friday. So we take some time because a lot of these things we've talked about, and we're putting a compilation together. You can see the list. The official Talkers Countdown with Michael Harrison is a part of this, and we post the list at talkers.com as well. Before we leave a discussion of the healthcare situation and the China virus, I thought it was interesting to note this week that Florida has basically shattered the daily record for new virus cases. Everybody's on the beach. There were 2,783 cases this past week, which is a, you know, it's become a hot spot because it's open. I don't know if it was open.
Kind of never closed.
Really. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, no, the beach is there.
Which is too bad because Florida has a lot of old people.
Yep. Yeah,
but very their numbers, I mean, comparatively to New York and other places, if you look at their, because forget the number of cases because of the population, it's difficult to compare case size, you know, between Montana and Florida, for instance. But if you look at the number of people who have died per million in the population, Florida is one of the lowest states on the list.
Yeah, it's not as densely populated. That's the thing. It's the density. It, you know, in New York and New Jersey and I'm assuming parts of L.A., California, that's where everyone got hit the hardest, and it's just the density of the population in those areas. Mm-hmm. I mean, in New York
LA,
City,
it's been all nursing homes.
Live on top of each other and yeah. Nursing homes.
By and large, I mean, this is what is so infuriating about all of it, is that we've had such restrictive measures, but really over half the cases in L.A. County have happened in nursing homes. So it's, well, I don't know.
You kind
of
expect
workers
that.
In and out have brought
you
it
expect
in.
It, certainly, but we had a really big reaction to shutting everything down, and a lot of this could have been controlled in the nursing homes.
Mm-hmm. Well, in league with that, number four is the story of reopening, how it's happening here and around the world. I see the Eiffel Tower is going to reopen next week. It was closed at the end of March, longest, most... this is, pretty much the biggest monument in Europe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
it's the biggest tourist
more.
Attraction in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So there are going to be some restrictions. Have the two of you ever been up the Eiffel Tower?
Yes.
Does it give you the willies like it gave me the willies?
It's the only place. It's the only place where I've actually felt a fear of heights. I don't normally feel like. I mean, I've been up in a lot of the towers, the World Trade Center when it was still standing, all of those things. But for some reason, that elevator ride up the tower.
You.
I know.
You're looking at
that made me go, "What am I doing?"
Yeah. So they're going to clean it daily. That's an interesting visualization. Now they're going to clean the tower every day. I guess the staircases and stuff would be what they and the elevators.
The elevators, yeah.
That sort of stuff. Yeah, exactly. Also, for those who are planning on flying, I'm just looking at when things are really, according to, at least I fly American, and I've been looking for a week, or more actually, for direct flights from Boston to L.A. to go back and visit my family. This is the longest time that I can remember for years that I haven't been to L.A. to spend time with my family, for obvious reasons. And I was going to go last weekend, but then I found that there was no direct flight. I had to go through an airport or two, and I didn't want to do that, and neither did people that were close to me. They said, no, don't do that. So they're opening back up with a regular sort of four or five flights a day in each direction in August, and I thought that was interesting. But if you are going to fly, you better be prepared to wear a mask or you're going to get tossed. American tossed somebody off of a plane in L.A. this week.
Brandon.
Really,
Strzok.
Who was it?
His name is Brandon Strzok. He's a gay Republican, was a Democrat. He's founded the Walkaway Movement, and he was going from New York to Dallas. And on one of the legs of the flight, he wasn't even asked about his medical condition, and they just gave him a bunch of guff for not wearing the mask, and they kicked him off the flight.
Right. So how did he get back? Did he get on another flight?
He's been banned, I think, permanently from American flights.
From American. There you go.
So, of course, he used it as a good vibe.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction continues to pour into yesterday's 5-4 Supreme Court ruling upholding the Obama-era immigration program called DACA, which has protected over 700,000 so-called dreamers from deportation. Republicans are very unhappy, especially angry that Chief Justice John Roberts was among the majority. Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma says the decision to uphold that program does very little to help those it supposedly wants to support.
This makes the future of DACA recipients even more murky.
Telling Fox News what's needed is a legislated immigration solution. Senator Amy Klobuchar does not want to be vice president in the current climate, saying she has told former VP Joe Biden to put a woman of color on the Democratic ticket because that will help heal the nation. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
An attorney for two people who claim to have witnessed the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta. Well, he says his clients did see what was a murder. Sean Williams, the attorney for Melvin Evans and Michael Perkins, also saying that a bullet fired by former officer Garrett Rolfe barely missed Perkins. Rolfe is facing nearly a dozen charges, including murder for Brooks' death. The other officer involved in the case, Devin Brosnan, is charged with a number of things, including aggravated assault. General Motors will observe 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence in all of its facilities today on this Juneteenth, the day slavery ended in the U.S. The time is how long a Minneapolis cop knelt on the neck of George Floyd before the handcuffed black man died on Memorial Day. One of two bills that would decriminalize the possession of marijuana in New Jersey has passed the state assembly. Yesterday, the assembly approved a bill that would reduce the current penalty for up to 2 ounces of marijuana from an arrest to a civil fine of $50. Jail terms and fines for anything more than 2 ounces would be decreased as well on a sliding scale. A bill pending in the New Jersey State Senate would decriminalize up to a pound of marijuana. Voters will decide in November whether to legalize marijuana altogether in the state. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now to the second half hour of our Talk Radio Review with Talk Radio host Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. We're all on the DJV show every weekday morning, so help yourself to that at djvshow.com. You can hear the countdown every week at talkradiocountdownshow.com as well. The lists of the stories and the people at Talkers Radio, talkers.com, actually, is where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, all items talk. And there's no small talk here because no room for it. It's the issues, the stories, just the not necessarily the facts, but thoughts that we review and have on our own. A lot of conversation this week about number five with the Supreme Court has done regarding two important issues, the LGBTQ movement and the more recent DACA rulings. We have an interesting point of view when it comes to understanding what the DACA thing is all about and where it should go, where it needs to go. As far as the LGBTQ thing, I don't know. I thought that was already settled, and I don't know why I thought it was already settled. You want to review, ladies, what that was all about, the Supreme Court ruling on that? And it was surprising who voted the way they did, wasn't it?
I don't think it was necessarily surprising. Here's the thing. I think because all we see are politics anymore, and I think everybody's guilty of this, right. I think we assume that the Supreme Court, you know, we classify them as conservative and liberal judges. That's not how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be people who uphold the Constitution. And so everybody flies off the handle when decisions are made, even with DACA, which I disagree with on the legality of it, and I do think maybe some politics or the timing of the moment was at play as the Supreme Court was reviewing all this. But I'll tell you this, I respect the decision because I don't think it's supposed to be a political body. And the decision when it comes to the DACA and the Dreamers is that this is not what Obama signed was not constitutional. He knew it when he signed it. He said it publicly when he signed it. The Supreme Court knows that. But the way the Trump administration went about repealing it was also not legal. And so the Supreme Court said there is further action to be taken here, but the way the administration did it wasn't the way to get it done. So I think there's a lot of people, particularly on my side of the aisle, that are going nuts. Well, they made the wrong decision. Well, yeah, maybe they did, but there's a process. There's a process on the way that we change law in this country. And so people have to follow the rules. So follow the rules, make the case again, and that's just it. I don't understand why it has to be so emotional. People have to be so furious. This is not about the Supreme Court deciding what's right or wrong, what's moral or not moral. The Supreme Court's job is to uphold the Constitution. And so that's why it kind of infuriates me when people on the other side of the aisle say, well, I can't believe John Roberts did it. Oh, turning on Trump. Oh, or people on my side of the aisle say, John Roberts, Chief Justice, he's an idiot. He's been taken over by the liberals. No, these people are not supposed to be liberal or conservative. They're supposed to actually interpret the Constitution.
And you know, that flies in the face of how this all gets done, because Kavanaugh wasn't he the deciding vote? And everybody says,
Gorsuch, who was a Trump appointee, was the deciding factor in the LGBTQ case. And Chief Justice John Roberts, who was a Bush appointee, was the deciding factor in the DACA case.
Yep. All right, so here we have, they're at the end of their season. It's like they go to school, they get out in June, they don't go back until the 1st of October. That's a pretty good job to have.
Are they back in person, or are they still doing, like, remote Zoom?
Zoom,
right? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Where Zoom. You can still hear Sotomayor
flushing
her toilet.
Isn't that become a part, as an aside, yeah, I mean, I've been on Zoom. I had a doctor's appointment on Zoom yesterday. My son and one of my partners in the venture on the farm were on Zoom last night. It just the night before had been on a Zoom conference call for the local conservation commission meeting. It's really kind of become, we've taken it in stride. It's become easy to do. Isn't it amazing? And the thing, I like the convenience of it. The only thing that bothers me about it is that Zoom is a Chinese company. So it would be nice if we could create something like that. There's something called WebEx, which may be an American company that's awful.
Oh, my gosh. That is so
terrible.
Bad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. That a friend of mine, her company tried to use it, and it was such a disaster they couldn't even use it for a meeting.
So, waste of time. If you want to have a meeting for nobody to attend, then use WebEx.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's kind of the joke on it now.
It is.
See, you're more high-tech than you think.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Okay, let's see. Where are we now? Number six, speaking about the whole business of technology and social media. I think, Victoria, would you tell us, I bet a lot of people don't know the story of the FDA approving that special video for kids who have autism. I think that's a story that is worth repeating for everybody that may or may not be able to listen to our DGV show.
Yeah, it is really interesting. It's the first FDA-approved video game that is going to help combat the symptoms of ADHD. So it's actually the first prescription video game. And it's for ages 8 to 12. And it'll be interesting to see. It took 7 years of clinical trials to perfect it before it was able to get approved by the FDA. It'll be interesting to see how it works in real-life practice, if parents notice an improvement with their kids. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to sort of help, and we know, and we've talked about this, and you say this all the time, and I agree, that we're such a pharmaceutically dependent society in America. And so without...
Pardon the pun, it's sickening.
Yeah. And a lot of kids are on a lot of drugs.
A lot of drugs.
And especially for ADHD. So Adderall and Ritalin, and there's so many different things that kids are on. So this video game is supposed to not offset. It's supposed to be like an extra therapy that maybe can help kids get off the chemical dependence of those drugs, which would be phenomenal if that can help. If it works, then it's going to be great.
Yep. All right. So let's move on to our relationship with China and what we're doing. I've taken exception this week. I've been rallying. I hope I've made some people converts to the idea, or at least get people to think about what we're doing when it comes to election time. I'm going to ask every candidate that I encounter, whether it's senator or congressman, people who are going to have a say and a sway in how we bring businesses back here from China. And I haven't heard a lot about this. I have not heard a lot of conversation about what we're doing to incentivize bringing businesses back from China to America. To speak to what we were just talking about with the DACA. All right, so there are a lot of people who want to work here. A lot of Americans are on unemployment. What's the number? 40 million? Like that, some other atrocious number. So why aren't we doing every single thing possible to encourage people to come back right away to create businesses, recreate businesses, build businesses in our country? Why? Where's this? When we see this groundswell of anger appropriately aimed at the Chinese, or at least the Chinese government, that's where the anger should be directed.
Yeah, but
Chinese
I think that's
government.
Exactly it. That's why we're not, because we need the Chinese to buy our goods as well. You know, it's part of the trade.
So where else are they going to go? Where are they going to go to buy stuff?
I also think the moment has passed. I mean, we talk about the crazy news cycle. People are not, no one's talking about China. They're talking about Black Lives Matter right now.
Right,
and so,
true.
And what is Congress focusing on? Remember, we had all those bills that were going to start taking on China. Have we heard boo about them? We haven't heard anything because now we're talking about policing and justice reform. So it's unfortunate that we can't deal with more than one of these things at the same time. It's like, you know, just follow the emotion of people.
Yeah.
Well, in Europe, a lot of companies have already pulled their manufacturing out of China, and that's a direct result.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're doing
the virus.
We're not.
And it's interesting. I've been reading up on it because I read. My family's in Ireland, for anyone who doesn't know, and I read a lot of the Irish papers and the BBC and things like that to sort of keep up with what's going on over there. And a lot of companies. I think it was probably maybe 50% of a moral decision, 50% a practical decision. They had no choice but to pull manufacturing out of China because all the factories were shut down. And so now there's this new influx in, I think they said it's Vietnam, other parts of Southeast
Cambodia.
Asia.
Cambodia, yep.
Yeah, and so that's where you're probably going to start seeing the Philippines as well. You're going to probably start seeing things with a tag that says, you know, made in Vietnam, made in the Philippines, wherever. It's going to be a different, it'll be a different landscape. But I haven't seen anything about American companies pulling out of China. I've only seen the European ones so far.
Jennifer, can we go back for a moment I wanted to ask you with regard to the healthcare situation in L.A., the city and the county have been putting a lot of homeless people into hotels. Now that things are opening up again, what are they doing with them?
Well, the city council has actually, in their infinite wisdom, decided that they're going to try to take that on. Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to make it worse or not, but a judge just approved this deal between the L.A. City Council and L.A. County Board of Supervisors and the City of Los Angeles to provide housing for 7,000 homeless people who live near freeways. And those over 65 who are vulnerable to COVID, the city will put 6,000 new beds, and within 10 months, another 700 beds over 18 months. The county's going to spend $300 million to fund services for these people. So no one has really said, by the way, the story that you brought up has disappeared. What has happened to those hotels? Because now L.A. is in the position where it's starting to reopen.
Right.
Have they kicked those homeless people out of the
hotel?
Will they be closed down? I mean, that's the question. And I haven't been able to find the answer to that, if they're still in there or not.
Right. All right. In a moment, I don't want to give short shrift to where we are in the presidential race, even though it doesn't deserve a lot of time because not much is going on. There's some obvious things. Yeah, there is some stuff. We'll have it for you in a moment here on the Talk Radio Review.
6 new research studies from universities across the U.S. found promising health impacts of consuming everyone's favorite berry, strawberries. The research findings include positive outcomes in the important areas of gut health, heart health, metabolic health, and brain health, which is good news all around for strawberry lovers. A serving of about 8 strawberries, either fresh or frozen, provides a complete daily value of vitamin C, 3 grams of fiber, plus potassium and folate. Strawberries are also rich in flavonoids, which help the body function more efficiently while protecting against everyday toxins and stressors. Strawberries have been identified to have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that may improve insulin resistance, cholesterol, vascular function, and may reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. With all of this very good news about strawberries, what's not to love about this delicious red fruit? For more information on the health benefits of strawberries, visit californiastrawberries.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
All right, Talk Radio Review time here. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here at your service. The presidential race, I don't want to give that short shrift because there are a lot of moving parts here, even though we have an incomplete season. People didn't really vote on Joe Biden enough of them. I mean, that's the problem with our whole primary system. But what's the latest here? Ladies, who's on the list and who's not on the list?
Amy Klobuchar has taken her name off the running. She was off the running anyway because she didn't prosecute Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis years ago, but she's removed herself from contention.
All right. Why are you playing music, Phil? That's a good question. Thank you.
I was rushing through thinking I was in a time warp.
So do we have any idea who's on the short list?
Yeah, but the problem is those people on the short list all have stuff that are going to offend people who are really intensely part of the Black Lives Matter movement. One of them is Val Demings, who I actually think would be a pretty good choice for Joe, but she's a congressman out of Florida. She was a former police chief of Orlando, so that takes her out of the running. Kamala Harris, at the top of the list, was a prosecutor.
Yeah, I think Val Demings. I think we all three agree. Kamala Harris is just a nightmare. But
she's probably odds-on favorite right now.
Oh my God, I'm not voting for Biden.
I still feel like in my gut, I feel like it's not going to be Kamala. But
maybe somebody else.
I think Val Demings has an opportunity, though, as being a former police chief of a large city, maybe one of the largest cities in Florida. I think she has an opportunity to really talk about police reform and really share experience.
The other side of it. Is the other
as
side
a black
of,
woman,
me.
I don't know. Yeah. I think we're missing. I think we're really missing the point if we're not willing to listen to what she has to say.
Is capable of being president. I think the Democratic National Committee is looking at people who are capable of being president in short order. If in fact something happens to Uncle Joe, I think that's the reality. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, it's the Talk Radio Review.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, All your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
After the hour, time for our weekly visit with Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com about the latest in car news. It's Car Talk. Yes, a revitalized Car Talk. We get to Nick and some of the stories, like the new Bronco is coming out, and it maybe is an interesting coincidence that it's on a particular person's birthday. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. If you're purchasing a new car, it can be kind of pricey. A used car, more affordable, raises concerns about how well the car has been maintained, though. So what do you do? Is there another option? Andy Solomon says yes.
In today's economy, car shoppers are focused on affordability without sacrificing value, making certified pre-owned vehicles a desirable option. Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, has more.
A certified pre-owned vehicle comes with a manufacturer's warranty and goes through a rigorous inspection process. Most car makers offer a certified pre-owned program, but each one is dramatically different. With so many options, finding the right one might feel overwhelming.
To help car shoppers navigate the process, Auto Trader has released the best certified pre-owned programs available in 2020 in both the non-luxury and luxury categories.
Auto Trader factored in model availability, incentives, powertrain warranty, bumper-to-bumper coverage, and other perks when selecting Hyundai and Lexus as the top certified pre-owned programs of 2020. Both automakers feature reliable vehicles. Combine that with excellent warranty coverage, and you can get a used car you can really count on.
For more information on the best certified pre-owned programs available, visit autotrader.com.
All right, so let's get to this new Ford Bronco, which is debuting on whose birthday?
Mr. OJ.
Isn't that amazing? Now, is this on purpose? You're going to be the first guy who drives one of these Broncos out of the lot in Detroit when you go. When are you going? A couple of weeks? When do they do this?
Yeah, so they're unveiling it on the evening of the 9th of July, yeah. And then we'll have it on the radio with you and on the TV on the 10th. the morning after, and an exclusive. So, yeah, and the 9th happens to be OJ's birthday. However, Ford have tried to put some distance between themselves and that famous white Bronco driving down the highway in L.A. So if I think they'd realized that that's what they were doing, they would have probably run the other direction.
Well, somebody wasn't too smart there then. Also, it's interesting because the Brown family and the Goldman family are not happy about, I saw that Nicole Brown's, the wife's sister, said she didn't know whether to laugh or cry when she learned that Ford was going to reveal the Bronco on July the 9th. They issued, Ford apparently issued a statement on that, right? They said, don't, that's a coincidence or something.
They're saying, and they are trying to avoid it, so it was probably done without anybody doing any research, and that again, is probably as much their fault as whether they had chosen it or not, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's when we'll be. However, we'll get to talk about it quite in depth on the 10th.
Right. You see, all the attention is being given to Airstream and to recreational vehicles in general. The fact you can buy an Airstream now, they'll give you a 30-year loan on it, just like a house. So for about $300-$400 a month, you can buy one of these puppies and put it in your yard, use it as an office, use it as a bedroom, take it on a road trip. Do you think that there's going to be a lot of that stuff? And frankly, a Bronco is a good thing to haul it around with, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. The number one viewed article on our autoexpert.com, the website, happens to be the one about Airstreams. So, yes, there's an appetite for them. People are really into Airstreams right now. And what else are they going to be into? I mean, your vacation choices are stay at home, which you've been doing for the last 4 months, or get out on the road with the kids because nobody wants to fly anywhere. So, really, an RV. And, by the way, RV rentals are up 1,000% right now.
Oh,
it's going to be the summer of RVing this year. They're popular because that's all we got, baby.
Yeah, it is. And that's also incentivizing the car business because people want to buy new reliable cars or good used cars, right?
Well, yeah, you also have to work out the towing capacity, which is a lot of people don't realize this, but you can't just hook it up to your Honda Civic and tow that, 36-foot trailer around. You've got to have something that can take that, otherwise you'll burn the car. And a lot of these vehicles are not designed for towing, so people want to buy something for towing, trucks, SUVs, they're all hot items as well right now.
So that begs the question, as we go, I noticed all Lyft rides are going to be electric cars. How are the electric cars vehicles going to be at towing in terms of torque and power?
Well, I think Tesla says they can do it. It doesn't do well. It drains about a third, the power a third faster. However, this whole thing about Lyft going electric by 2030, I think it's much of a sham, my friend, because Lyft is in real trouble. They've laid off a whole bunch of people. They've furloughed a whole bunch of people. I think it's just say, hey, look at us. We're still here. We're still giving rides during COVID.
Yeah, here's a lot of attention about the stuff to keep them vibrant or viable. All right. Big time, big deal, Nick Miles here on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.